Beak Therapeutics thanks you for taking the time to listen to our content. We are the gold standard in teaching professionals and families about geek therapy and are accredited by APA, ACE, and NBCC for continuing educational content. We have over a decade of experience training individuals in all matters of geek cultural artifacts. Whether your love is video games, Dungeons & Dragons, anime, or comics, you likely identify as a geek. We bridge the gap between geeks and therapists to create practical and innovative therapy sessions curated for you. We teach clinicians, social workers, professionals, parents, teachers, students, geek culture fans, and pro gamers on how to use geek therapy to unlock the best version of themselves and others. Follow us on all social media platforms by searching for at Geek Therapeutics. That is GEEKTHERAPEUTICS.
We're going to play Mermaid Adventures today, which is a game based on the Pip system from Third Eye Games. We have Jacob, Brian, and Aaron, who will be playing Carrie, Barracudon, and Marius tonight, which is pretty cool. I just kind of want to go over your character sheets real quick, just so you kind of get how they're laid out and what everything kind of means, just to be sure. So we have your archetype, which is the type of folk that you are. In this case, we have the shark folk, Barracudon. We have the lobster folk, Carrie. And then we have the fish folk, Marius, fish folk being kind of your generic merfolk. So then you have your PH and your MH, which is your physical hits and your mental hits. That's how much damage you can take of that type. You'll notice Barracudon has lots of physical but not much mental, and that's usually how it works out. You either have a lot of one or you're kind of in the middle with both. So your initiative, you roll a d6, you add your initiative modifier to it. Fortune are points that you can spend to re-roll dice. I think we can do other things too. It's stuff you can do. But you basically, I should probably know these things, but basically you can spend it to heal, you can spend it to add additional dice, or to re-roll dice, or to cast spells. If you have a magic user, you have to spend fortune to actually use your magic. And I believe, does Marius have magic? Let me see. No magic for Barracudon. None for Carrie.
Marius has a magic of zero.
No Marius. Okay, so none for Marius. All right. So nobody's magic users here, which, ooh, okay. And then you have your skills. And your skills are essentially, they're very broad skills. So you have aim, which is like for anything like throwing or bow and arrow or whatever. Charm is to kind of get people to be on your side. They're all pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions, just let me know. Next to those in parentheses will be your skill qualities, and those are additional dice if you're using that skill in a certain way. So for instance, with Barracudon, if you're trying to get somebody to be your friend and you're kind of trying to leverage the fact that you are of royal blood in doing so, then you would get two additional dice to do that. That's pretty much what it is. Then everybody comes with a special ability based on their merfolk type, and that'll give you a bonus die or sometimes a little special thing. Barracudon's is that plus one when you are coercing, because you're kind of big and tough. Carrie's is, let me see, what is Carrie's? Oh, you have armor, because you're a lobster folk, obviously. And then Marius is plus one when you are uncovering new mysteries and whatnot. Then everybody comes with a hindrance as well, which is a kind of a backhanded way of like, you know, hindering, I guess I should just use the words that are there, hindering the character. So for Marius, his is Seeker of Thrills, which means I might be like, that looks really exciting. You have to roll to not do that thing. And it gets harder and harder the more that you succeed in not doing the thing. Let me see. So lobster folks are... Let me see. Their hindrance is that they are hard on themselves. So if they are ever criticized or anything like that, then they'll end up really feeling bad about it. And it makes it harder for them to do things because now they're like, oh, I suck at this thing now. And then And then, oh, and then obviously shark folk is they get bonuses to scare people, but they also get penalties to not scare people because they're big with sharp teeth and stuff. So it's harder for them to like just be nice because everybody's like, oh, it's a shark folk. So there's that. Then you have advanced qualities. Advanced qualities will give you usually an extra little like boost, little extra little special ability. For Barracudon, it's an extra, you can ignore a hit whenever you're hit physically. So that's good. For Carrie, you have a hideout, which is cool, an artisan, so you can you get bonus dice when you're trying to actually you don't get bonus dice, you get burst dice. We'll explain that later. But you know, if you're trying to create something artistic, then you get something, you get bonuses. And then for Marius, you get virtuoso, so if you're acting or lying, then you get bonuses, and you're wealthy, so you can spend fortune like it's money to bribe people, which is fun. Gear is pretty much what it is. It's, you know, you get if you have something, it'll give you a bonus to using the thing to do the thing that it is designed for. Most things will be at least a level one, and anything level one, it just gives you plus one. You'll see some things that'll say AR1 or WR1, that's armor rating one or weapon rating one, or two or three or four or whatever. And that's just how many dice it gives you. So, yeah, there you go. So I need Barracudon to roll 2d6, or Barracudon's player, that would be Brian.
All right. We're using physical dice for this, I presume.
Yeah, well, or you can use virtual dice, however.
All right, let's use Google for this.
In this case, you know, if you're using Google, it'll just be, instead of rolling all the dice at once, you'll just have to roll one set and then roll the second set. That's, I guess, how we can make that work.
All right, let's try, ooh, four.
Four? All right, so you have four paper clips. So
all right.
It's a thing. Your character has a dragon tattoo and four paper clips.
Nice.
Carrie has, I keep saying Carrie or Kari, however you want to do it. I don't remember. I think it is actually Carrie because I named it after somebody I knew. Carrie has a notepad and pen. Don't think too hard about it. It's like SpongeBob SquarePants rules. And then Marius has floss. So awesome. So those are your extra little things that you have. All right. So we're going to do an adventure today called The Queen's Pearl. So it should be very, very fun. So this adventure begins after a fancy ball at Neptune's castle. King Neptune, of course, being the king of Atlantis. All of the royal families and lords and ladies attended, and all of them walked away without something important to them. Duke Malad of the Lobster Folk had two of his claw jewels stolen. Lady Clute of the Eel Folk is now missing her rare golden scarf. Worst of all, the queen's crown pearl was also stolen, driving her to tears. The king needs to take action and calls for someone to find the thieves. So, and also, this is the way that actually the adventures are structured for this game. I don't have screen sharing capability, otherwise I would just show you. But essentially, we have like a summary of the scene, and then it says, if you're the navigator, which is what we call the GM for Mermaid Adventures, if you're the navigator, it says, ask your players if any of them have the royalty skill quality. If they do, then they are the ones who will be called on by King Neptune, and the other players will end up being their friends because they were also at the party. They were attending, and you were like, you were his plus ones, I think, because Barracudon is royalty. Yep. I think he's the only one. you are called before King Neptune. He is sitting upon his throne of gold and coral. He looks like he's gotten very little sleep. And you can see that there are a few crown jewels missing from his crown, but he doesn't actually care about them. They were all like very small ones that don't really matter. The crown pearl is the one that really matters. So he says, would you, Barracudon, be willing to take up the charge of finding the Queen's Pearl?
Absolutely, Your Grace.
Splendid, splendid. I thank you very much for coming to help. And obviously, getting all tongue-tied. The premises are at your beck and call. If you have any questions that you might want to ask, we can definitely I can answer any of those that you might want to ask as well. So, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
And do you have any idea who's taken them?
He says the thieves were good at stealing. Many of the items disappeared right under everyone's noses during the party. So there is no way to really know who did it. They just seem to be just gone in an instant. Does Marius or Carrie have any questions?
Marius is eager for adventure. And it, more than anything, would just like to explore the grounds. We have to learn more, and why not the scene of the crime?
Okay.
Please, okay. Your royal fishness, if I could be given the utmost honor of free reign of your grounds.
He says, most definitely. Please, please do. Please do.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, then I'm going to ask of you, let's see, let's make this a investigation roll. That is what you will be doing. Let's make it difficulty 2. So that means whatever your investigation is, which for Marius, that is 2. So you would grab 2 positive dice and... Oh, and I said 2 is the difficulty, so you'd grab 2 negative dice. So, you know, if you actually have all the D6s in front of you, you'd grab 2 and 2.
I don't. So we're going to go with 7 positive.
So you have 7 positive. Wow. Where are the other 5 coming from?
I got a 6 and a 1.
Let me see.
Well, so that's 2. Like, I rolled 2 dice to get my... level.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
I rolled a 6 and a 1 for 7. Okay. And then on my challenge dice, I got a 3 and a 3. So 6. So I got a 1 positive.
Okay. So that means 1 positive. Correct. You are correct. Because, okay. So it's not 1 positive in the way that you just said it, but it is 1 positive. I just realized it, that I was telling you you were correct, but you were wrong, but also correct. Okay. So a success on a die is a 4, 5, or 6. So you want more successes on your positive dice than your negative dice. And in this case, you got 1 positive success and none on the difficulty dice. So yes, you were 1 positive, but not because it was 7 and 6.
We were talking simple math earlier, so.
Yes. No, but you were doing the simple math. You did it great. All right. So, yes, but that means that you did succeed. And the way that it works is, as long as you got 1 success, because sometimes I'll just throw lots of challenge dice at you. And if you end up with still 1 success, then you succeeded. If you end up with 3 or more successes, then that is called an epic success. And then you get extra bonus things on top of it.
Nice.
So, but 1 success means it's success. So I'm going to say that you were able to kind of search the grounds, and you found that there was something ajar with the door that would exit to the east. So more than likely, they escaped through from the castle, and possibly even from Atlantis, to the east.
Marius has to know more. But to ask for help? Yes, I'm gonna go back and find my friends.
Okay. Jacob, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
I think that Carrie is probably interested in finding out where all of the items were kept. Were they all just on?
Oh yeah, they were being worn. Okay. Yeah, they were things that people were wearing, and that's the thing. And that's, they just kind of disappeared, like as everybody was partying and not really paying attention to things.
Okay. Can we talk to the people who were partying and figure out what they were doing when they noticed?
A lot of them have gone home already.
Okay.
And they're leaving it up to the king to, you know, get to the bottom of it and get their things back. So there is one person that would be the royal sorceress, Ragla, who is an Octafolk sorceress who works with King Neptune. If you would like to talk with her, she might have some interesting things that you might be able to get from her.
Okay. That sounds like as good a plan as any.
All right. So you will go and you can ask Ragla. She's a little bit of a tougher nut to crack. So I'm going to ask you to make a charm roll to see if you can get her to give up some information.
Okay.
So you are Carrie. So your charm is one.
Yep.
And I'm not necessarily seeing anything that would give you any kind of bonuses. And I would say this is probably a difficulty two.
Okay.
In order for you to get this information from Ragla.
Okay. So I'm rolling.
I would say that you call Barracudon to come and ask, because obviously he is the one of royal blood as well,
right?
Which actually would give him 6 dice to roll against the two.
Oh my god!
Yes,
yeah, so. That's definitely the smart move. I think Carrie would be like, "Hey, you have way more connections with these people. Can you please come with me
to talk to the
sorcerers?"
So you would roll 6. Yeah, so you'd end up rolling 6 dice to versus 2 challenge dice.
Okay.
So 6 positive, 2 negative.
Down my dice. Let's see. Oh, wow. All right. So I got 3 6s out of the 6.
Nice.
So I got also a 2, 1, and a 4. And how many difficulty you said?
2.
2. Also 2 6s, so I still end up with 1 positive. So
you're still with 1, exactly.
Wow.
Yes, apparently your dice love you, and they're like, they all love you, even the bad ones. So they were like, we'll just all do this all the time. So what do you ask Ragla specifically? What do you ask her?
I am deferring to my friend here.
Okay.
What do we ask Ragla specifically?
Well, you had said you wanted to ask somebody who was there during the event.
Yeah.
If they noticed anything, or if they, you know, saw anything or whatever. So I assume that's kind of the angle you're going towards.
Yeah. Has anyone noticed anything? Has anyone seen anything? Has anyone spoken up?
So, well, Ragla says that she during the party, she seemed to, she would get little twinges of like sensing magic at play. But since there was always kind of some magic going on during a party such as this, you know, with the violins playing themselves, and, you know, there's always kind of magic going on during something, a big royal event, she just kind of, you know, waved it off as part of that. But it was definitely a different type of magic kind of going on at this party, which might explain why their things were just gone and they didn't notice anybody taking anything. But Ragla also says that she will give you a crystal, and this will detect that type of magic. Because she's already kind of, she's been able to isolate that feeling that she got, and she's linked it now to this crystal. So she gives it to whoever wants it. It would be, I would say whoever probably has the highest magic would be the one who would want to hold it. I don't know if any of you guys have any magic.
Yeah, I'm like,
not me.
None of us.
Okay, well then.
I can
give it to you anyway.
You. I have that... magic and a pearly white wealth lost smile.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's okay. So, because there's you can still roll even if you don't have any, if you don't have it. So it just might not work. So, but she does give it to you because she's hoping it might be helpful in kind of maybe being able to track down who might have done it. But she says that it should be able to lead you to that magic without too many hassles.
Okay.
So at this point, you can take as much time as you need to get ready, because you can already tell that the crystal is kind of leading you away from Atlantis. So you're going to end up having to leave Atlantis and go into the Darklands in order to track this magical energy. So I guess the question would be, do you gather anything other than like the basic things that you have on you?
I can't think of anything other than my nail gun and my loot that I need.
What else?
Sounds good.
Yeah. But Marius would like to very dramatically announce, I found a door ajar, and in a place this ritzy, that's weird. I think we need to go through that.
Yeah.
I agree. They're usually better than that.
Yeah.
100%.
Get on it. Suspicious.
Oh, and I forgot Barracudon has Sully, your clownfish companion. I forgot about that. He's got a clownfish.
Kind of whisper back is like, yeah, I know you want to go. Just hold on.
Does Sully have a magic stat? Could we give Sully the...
Sully has... I guess Sully could technically have... I mean, he basically just gets one die in whatever he feels like doing. So we can give it to... We can strap it to Sully. He at least has one die as opposed to everybody else's zero.
I'm just saying.
He's reckless. Sure.
I think that sounds fun.
All right,
Sully, so, get into trouble.
So essentially what I need now is I need two navigation rolls, which are going to be survival checks, essentially. So if you look at your survival, as you're leaving the kingdom, you're going to have to be able to obviously keep track of where you're going and so you don't get lost in the Darklands. So the first roll is actually just going to be a difficulty one, whereas the second roll will be difficulty two. Anybody who might have possibly the sense of direction quality, you can add that to it. If you have something else that it says possibly on your character that you might think might help you, then we
I
can always
give you a bonus. I have no survival, but I have adventurous, which
you do have the adventurous, which I would say that would probably give you the one die at least, okay. That plus one.
And if anybody else is smarter at navigation,
Ari's is one.
I have two in survival.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm one in survival, so I think Barracudon's just going to carry the whole team.
Heck yeah, man.
So far, that's what it's looking like. Well, also, yeah. But if you look, Barracudon has zero sneak and zero investigation. So.
I have investigation. There we go.
Yeah, so he's bad at that, but you can keep track of where you're going.
Okay.
All right, so fancy, I guess if you want to make the first one, go ahead.
Alrighty. All right, so I got a 6 and a 4 on the positives and a 1 on the negative.
Okay, so then you succeeded on the first roll. This is as you're leaving Atlantis and you're kind of getting into the first parts of the Darklands. Not many people go out into the Darklands because they're called the Darklands for a reason. Like the furthest you'll go is possibly on the outskirts to hunt, but going really, really deep in is why the second roll is a difficulty too. So to make sure that where you're keeping track of where you're going and you don't get lost. All right, so go ahead and make that next roll.
So 2 dice plus 2 difficulty.
Yes.
Ooh, all failures.
Oh.
Youch. Okay, so if everything is a failure, that actually means that you're evened out.
Yeah.
So what that means is that you would then succeed with some sort of penalty, essentially.
Okay.
So what I'm going to say is we'll make the penalty simple, and we'll just say that Barracudon is going to take one hit to his MH. You're going to take one mental hit.
Okay.
because you were trying to, I'm going to say because you've been kind of picked as the leader and you've been the one who's like, I'm in charge of this whole thing, that you didn't want to let it on that you were kind of lost for a while there. But you had to like rack your brain. So I'm going to give you one mental hit there. But you eventually figured out where you were going, but you took a hit. So I think that that's good. I think that that's fair. So let's see here. But as you go farther and farther, it says the crystal glows brightly, pulsing faster and faster as you are getting closer to your destination. It's a difficulty 2 magic roll. So
go clownfish, let's go.
Yeah. Does anybody have, do you have the sensing quality? No, because you guys don't have any magic. Okay. Sensing is under magic. I guess roll 1 versus 2 and see if Sully gets it. If he doesn't, it's fine.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Very no.
There's just a bonus if you also are able to do that. But no. The trail that you are following leads you to a sunken ship buried in a coral wall, seemingly broken in half as it once descended to the ocean floor. Approaching the ship, it becomes apparent that the area is booby-trapped. So you definitely know what's happening. Like, you're looking at it and you're like, there's definitely somebody who's been here. There are traps afoot. So,
time for some adventure.
So you're like, oh, there's traps. Oh, well, I'm just going to go in anyway.
Obviously.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, there's traps here. Do maybe you want to check out where they might be?
So, because Marius decides to just dart forward, though, we're going to ask for a coordination roll. So you're going to look at your coordination. It's going to be difficulty 2. If you have the avoid traps quality, you can add that in.
I don't.
Okay.
So we're going to go with 3d6.
Okay. And the difficulty is, what did I say?
2.
2. Okay. Difficulty is 2.
So I got 1 success.
Okay. So if you got 1, then you're good. What about Brian? 1
failure. Jacob?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm doing my roles separately. So I got 1.
Oh, because you're doing them separately. Failure, okay.
So they canceled.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So you ended up in the middle, all right?
I got 1 coordination and I have avoid traps.
Oh, so that you would add your avoid traps in there, then.
So it's 2 and 2. Oops.
Okay.
No, they cancel out.
Okay.
5 on 1 and 6 on the other.
Dang.
And how's Kari looking?
Yeah, my dice canceled out also.
Everybody's dice canceled out. Well, this is great. I love it. All of you are going to take 1 hit to your physical hits. So,
dang it.
Does that count as a physical attack?
It would. So for you, you do not, apparently.
Hey.
You are correct. It was harpoon guns. They were rigged to fire at intruders. So they went and came out, and your 2 friends were hit. But you remain fine.
Gone,
apparently.
The drama.
But it looks like it's, you know.
Because I've got my 1 armor, does that cancel that out?
That also would cancel out your 1 armor, yes. So it really kind of just seems like Marius got hit. So
let's stop, merman.
That's right. We have the 2 tough people. 1 because there's a Barracudon has the special quality that makes him tough, and you know Kari just has a shell, so it just makes
scars will help. My
will just get a shell.
It's fine.
Yes, Marius. Why don't you just get a shell?
I'm born like this.
So it definitely seems relatively safe out here. So you don't see any other traps that seem to be going off. Outside of the ship.
Well, I guess it seems like it's probably time to sort of look around the outside of the ship, see okay. what we can find out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see here. All right. So, yeah, if you want to make you can make an investigation roll if you want.
Okay.
We'll just make it difficulty one.
Okay. I like the odds on that.
Looking.
I got. Sorry, I have to think with my whole brain. canceled out.
Okay, you canceled out. So you don't find much that's out there. The crystal seems to be saying that inside the ship is where you'll find things.
To the inside. Follow the clownfish.
All right. Well, yeah, Sully's like, oh, this thing is getting hot because it's bleeping, you know, it's beeping and pulsating so fast. All right. So you start going in and you see a cage start to kind of jostle and it starts to fall from above you. So you can make a coordination roll. Difficulty three.
Dang it.
My God.
But you can add avoid traps, or if you have fast swimmer, you can add that.
Dang it, I got none of that.
Which I'm realizing, honestly, I'm looking at like everything that gives you bonuses in this adventure so far is all stuff Barracudon has. It's really kind of ridiculous how Barracudon is made for this adventure. So
this is an adventure only for Barracudon.
Yes, it's kind of what it is, because Barracudon even he has the avoid traps, and if you look down in his gear, he even has that's Sully has fast swimmer. Okay, right. So yeah, it's not you. You don't have fast swimmer.
No.
Okay. I was about to say, I was looking at it. I was like, ah.
So
I got a whopping. Yours canceled. Mine canceled with a whopping 0-0.
Oh my gosh.
I've got two successes.
So you got two. Hey. Look at that. All right. So anyone who fails is stuck in the metal cage. Luckily, it is weak and rusting, so you can get out by making either an athletics or strike roll at difficulty three.
I'm too pretty to be here. Help me.
If you happen to have the break stuff quality, you can add that.
So if it canceled out, we still got trapped?
Yes. If you did not succeed, you got trapped.
Gotcha. All right.
Yes.
So what happens when you get more failures than successes?
Usually it's if you have more failures than successes, it just means you didn't do the thing.
Okay.
But if you get three more, if you get three, you know, just like how there's the epic success, if you get three successes on the negative dice and none over here, then you end up with an epic failure.
I epically failed.
Oh, you have an epic failure. Okay.
So I got a strike of three. I have a break stuff of two. So that's five.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, Marius is not necessarily giving you the leverage that you want because he got completely scared by the cage and he's just like latched onto your arm. And he won't let go.
Soft verbally.
So I would say you probably would add an additional difficulty die. So now it's difficulty four instead of three.
Sorry, Brian.
I went from completely canceled out to one negative.
Oh, no. There he is. Why?
Of the four negative die, three sixes and a four.
Okay. Well, with that says, as that happens, jail. It just means that you guys are in jail. And as that happens, you start to, let me see. Yes. So there are some bad guys who leap from the darkness.
Oh no.
And they are ready to fight you. They are clad in black cloaks. One is an eel folk, another one is a lobster folk, and there's probably three. We'll say the third one is an urchin folk, because I always liked them. So you have three bad guys who are there, and it's, of course, it stinks because two of you are trapped in a cage. So what we will do is we will roll initiative to see what order we will go in, and you just roll one die and add your initiative modifier to it. And I need to go to page 61 for my stats here. 61. All right, so let me just write down my stats real quick. And so it's 3 and 6, and I got ambush. Ooh, cool.
Oh, no.
Ambush ability.
That sounds nice.
Don't use that.
Yeah. All right, so that's not going to be that helpful. And then setting a trap. Okay. Yeah. So the things that I have are not going to be super useful past the first round. This first round, I'll get like a nice bonus, but after that, it's just going to be my normal stats. So that's fine. They're not designed to be really tough or anything. So that's good. All right. So they jump out of the darkness. That means that the two trapped inside the cage will not be able to. Well, since Marius has a nail gun, you can participate because you can shoot through the bars of the cage if you wanted to engage. But Barracudon won't be able to until you get out of the cage. So, what did we get in terms of initiative?
We got a 2.
2, 3. And for Barracudon?
8.
Dang!
What did you roll?
A 5 plus 3.
Wow.
I actually rolled, get this, I rolled a 6 plus 3.
Ooh.
So I actually ended up going right before you.
Incredible.
So I was not 8? Expecting
What'd
that.
What'd you roll?
Actually.
I got a 9.
Well, no, I guess, no, you're right. I got a 9 too. Okay, so you got an 8, I got a 9, and then 3 and then 2. Okay, so, Okay, well then they're going to attack. They are going to, they leap from the shadows, and because they have the ambush thing, they're gonna do a little bit of extra, I'll take get that one later. they're gonna do a little bit of extra damage the first round, and then it'll goes away after the second round. So they are, the way that bad guys are set up essentially is that they have a, what is it, a challenge rating? So the bandits are challenge rating 3. So anytime I roll for them, I will be rolling 3 dice. That's just what they get because that's what they can do. And then if they have anything special, like their ambush ability, then they might get bonus dice to that. But again, those bonus dice will go away after the ambush is actually done. So I will attack. So let me see. I'm attacking Kari first. So Kari, what is your coordination?
2.
So that will end up being, or do, what's your resist?
1.
Okay, so it's going to be the same anyway. So it was either going to be your coordination 2 to get out of the way, or it would be resist to just kind of take it, and then your armor would add an additional black die.
Right.
So it's 2 either way. So I'm going to roll and see what I get. And I got 3 successes, which would mean I would do 3 hits to your, this would be to your pH. I don't know how much pH you have.
Probably 6.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So there you go. So yeah. So you get 3. So you still have 3. You're fine.
This is armor soap one?
The armor gave me an additional black dye.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, you know what? Let me confirm that is how that works. I know I designed the game, but I forget about this.
To remember anything, everything.
Yes, it is additional black dice. So yes, I just checked it. All right. So the second one is actually also going to attack you because
I'm just the only one out here.
You're the kind of the only one out there, which is weird. And on that one, okay, so this one is not as good. I only got one on that one. Okay. So, and then for the third one, though, they are going to attack the cage. They're going to throw a dagger into the cage and see who it hits. I don't even know who's it going to hit. Let me see. It's going to hit Barracudon, apparently. So I'm rolling this, and Barracudon, what is your either your coordination or your
resist plus armor
or your resist?
My resist is 3, and I have an immunity 2.
Okay. So I think your immunity, it just says immunity. Oh, that's like, immunity is like to, you would add that if you're like resisting poisons and stuff like that. Yeah.
So it's just the resist 3.
But you have a resist 3, so that'll probably help you in general or not, because that I rolled all failures on my challenge dice and I rolled 4 successes on my attack on my positive dice. So, but you only take 3 because you soak up 1 at least. So, because that was terrifying. But that was because I was rolling 5 positive dice because of the ambush, and then now it'll just drop down to 3 for anything else. So, just so you know. Okay, cool. Well, then that makes it Barracudon's turn.
I'm going to tear through this cage.
Okay. So, it's the same thing. So it's either your strike or your athletics, whichever one.
Yeah, strike plus break stuff, okay. And still 3 difficulty.
And it's 3 now because Marius has let go of your arm.
I feel like if I were Marius, I would hold on tighter because now they're bad guys.
Net 1 success.
Hey, that's all you need. Okay, so Barracudon, picks up the cage and throws it to the side, which means now Marius can go.
Ooh, Barracudon, you did it. So in combat, can we do kind of charm skills or?
You usually can. I would say that you definitely can if you want.
Great. That's all I've got going for me in this character.
Yeah, well, I would say yes, you definitely could. Yeah, because Marius is not a fighter at all. I would say that you could. It depends on what you're wanting to do.
Okay, let me channel Marius for a second. We're going to get really big, kind of put on this performance kind of thing. Just be like, okay. You, peons, don't you know who I am? Me, from Marius in the Revolt? You want to end my music career already? You should just leave. Leave. I got this guy here. Barracudon. Did you just see him throw the cage? Can't touch this.
So tell me what you're, so you're attempting to try to kind of like, frighten them and be like, yes. You need to get out of here.
I do have the bonuses for acting or lying. So I'm kind of like acting, but I'm bigger than I am. Okay.
So what I would say is that, cause basically lying or threatening, things like that fall under coerce. And I'm seeing that your coerce is 0.
Yeah.
No.
If you apply a quality from a different skill from a different skill to that one, it halves. So you could add your acting from perform onto your coerce, which would give you 1 die, and then you'd have your virtuoso, which would give you 2 dice.
Okay.
Which isn't necessarily all that helpful. But you could also spend some fortune points because you have wealthy and you can literally bribe these guys to go away.
I was going to try that next round.
Well, and if you want, I mean, we can incorporate that into right?
Okay. Okay, so I'll roll and see what happens. So what was the challenge that you said?
3.
Okay, so I got 1 success. And so let's see what my failures are.
Okay.
One failure. So that balances out, so nothing happens, I guess?
So nothing would happen with you just saying words, okay, then. But if you were then, like, essentially there's three bad guys, if you wanted to spend three fortune, yeah, then they'd be like, cool, thanks for the money, we'll leave. Yeah. So.
Or could I pay you to exit this establishment?
Exactly. It's just like, do you see us? Do you know who we are? You should get out of here. No. How about money? Okay.
Okay. Great. So I will do that. Yeah, it's like, here, I also have a dollar for each of you. You can leave.
Doubloons. All right, cool. So then that would be, so now you're down to one fortune.
Yeah, I am tap dry.
You spent three. All right, cool. Well, I mean, that ended battle. Before Kari even got to go.
That's fine. She's fine with that.
Yeah, I don't think Kari is really good at combat either, so.
No. And she's down to like 2 physical health, so we're not having a great time.
Oh, that's right. You got hurt too. That stinks. All right, cool. Well then, that is the end of combat. Let me go back to the adventure here because I was flipping around to a bunch of other things.
All right, Barracudon, you got the next one.
Okay.
Until I get my dollars back.
Fine. I got some cash.
So here, I'm going to actually, do I have the healing rules in the quick one that I gave you? No, okay. Let me bring up the healing rules real quick and then I can tell you because there's the next part of the adventure happens pretty quickly, so there's not a lot of time to heal, but there are we have a million different healing things in this book. So let's see. So we can do bandages. Here we go. Okay. So essentially what you can do is you can catch your breath. And if you catch your breath, then everybody restores one hit.
Okay.
Because you're just like, after it's over, you're like, okay. And you just, but you can only do that once per session. That's kind of the rule behind it. But you just be like, no, I have a moment to think and I will just heal one hit right now. So, and you can do that. And there's a bunch, like if you sat down and ate or if you took a nap, or whatever, like there's a bunch of different, we even have rules for a soaking bath.
Nice.
If you take a bath or put some anger management.
Hot water vents.
Exactly, we have all that kind of stuff. There's like 4 pages worth of healing stuff in this book. Okay, cool. So as you guys are kind of resting and kind of taking a moment to quote unquote catch your breath, you see this bright light from outside the ship kind of starting to emanate into the ship. So you're seeing like beams of light kind of coming in through the cracks. The gem that you, the crystal that you guys were given seems to be pulsating a lot still. So there's definitely something still in here in the ship, but it's also pulsating outward, like whatever that light is, it's also was one of the stolen things.
Stay in the ship or leave the ship?
You can split the party.
No.
Terrible idea.
You can go outside and I could look around for things inside.
Sully's got the stone though.
It's exciting.
I mean, you could definitely search the ship and see if you can find stuff, because the crystal is telling you that something is here.
I think stick with the ship.
Okay. Yeah. If you would like to do that, that is an investigation roll, difficulty 3.
Can actually, I have is it difficulty Sully 3 or is it 2?
It's difficulty 2, actually, it says here. And if you have the nosy quality, you can add that.
So I'm gonna have Sully do that.
Okay. Oh, is Sully nosy?
Sully's nosy.
Of course he is.
He's got the stone and he's nosy, so it's a
makes win-win. There you go.
Yeah.
The DC 2, you said.
Yeah. So it'd be 2.
2 and 2.
Yeah. So it'd be 2 versus 2 for Sully.
Positive 1.
Hey, nice. There you
six
go.
Cancel yeah. out, and then it's a 4 versus a 1.
Well, success means that you found a stash containing a blueprint of Neptune's castle, which was used to break in, as well as a bag of jewels and other expensive items. And the items previously mentioned, like the golden scarf and the claw jewels, those happen to be in there. Unfortunately, the queen's pearl is not.
The light still pulsating outside.
It is, and it seems to be getting brighter as if it is getting closer.
Definitely.
All right,
time to go look into that.
Yeah, lead the way, buddy.
All right,
Sully, don't learn nothing.
go.
When you leave the ship, you see an urchin folk with gray skin and black veins all over her body. She is a sea witch. Her body crackles with dark energy. Sea witches are cool in this game because I literally gave them the Ursula power, where you can literally, as long as you are willing to give something up, they can cast any spell. Like it's a, like they can just do it. So, which is really cool. So the sea witch says, so they sent you to recover the pearl. How delightful. You know nothing of its true power, but I will show you. And she puts the queen's...
Floss, will you tell me?
What's that?
I said, if I give you floss, will you tell me?
She goes, I don't need floss. What is even floss? What is that? No. So the pearl is at the end of a staff, which appears to be kind of glowing with magic, and the ground rumbles beneath you, sending ripples and bubbles through the water. And out from those erupt several human skeletons in pirate garb, the past inhabitants of the sunken ship. All right, so some pirate skeletons are out now, and we have to fight those now, which kind of is weird. So so let me get the stats for those real quick. I have the pirate skeleton is here. I need to get the stats for the sea witch, because there are sea witch stats. Ooh, she's tougher.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's a challenge rating 4.
Boss battle.
Kinda. And it most creatures will go up to 5. So like being a 4 is really powerful. There's a few that go up higher than that. Like I think a kaiju is 7. Like, you know.
Of course there's a kaiju. That's fine.
Yes. Well, there's not technically a kaiju in Mermaid Adventures. I think that there's sea dragons in Mermaid Adventures. So yeah, but sea dragon, let me see, sea dragons. A sea dragon is actually only CR 6. So.
Only. You know,
they have electric breath, they're fun. All right, so let me see, they have the evil deals, they have their magical, they get +1 when using magic. And, I get to roll to see what kind of companions she has. Oh, this might be bad. I rolled a 5, which means she has 2d6 piranha with her. And that would be 6 piranha. Piranha. I hate that word. So she is, well, and I could have rolled electric eels because obviously, anglerfish, piranhas. Well, 1 electric eel, and then there's 2 electric eels, and then there's more piranha, and then there's a shark. She could, if I had rolled a 6, she would have literally had a shark, and that would have been really bad.
Would have been extremely sick.
I'll fight.
That would have been the worst. All right, let me get the stats real quick for piranha real quick then. They actually are not that powerful, but the more of them that there are, the more hits they take. So they're actually a CR2. And their hits are 4 +1 per piranha. So since there are, I forgot how many I rolled, 6 piranha, they have 10 hits. So to get rid of the piranha, it'll take 10 hits, which is kind of crazy. I rolled really high for how many there were.
Yeah. Really high on like everything. It's fine.
Yes. I don't know why. I think my dice are like Brian's dice. They're like, sixes on everything. It sounds great.
Super great.
You've been ignoring us. Let us show you how good we are.
Let me see. So I get plus one strike, plus one hits. Oh my gosh, that is ridiculous, actually. Piranha, oh my God, they're terrifying when you have a lot of piranha. Because the numbers just stack up. Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous. You know what? I'm gonna half the number of piranha. Like, this is, because otherwise you will not survive this fight if not. All right. So
thank you for your
generosity. No, I was just, oh my God, I didn't realize how, like, because they're only a challenge rating two, so you're like, whatever. But it's just like all their abilities are, it does this, but if there's a lot of them, it does way more. And it's like, oh man. Okay, cool. All right, so roll initiative for me and tell me what you guys get.
I got an 8.
An 8? Wow. It's much better than the 3 you had before.
Right?
I took the 3.
You took a
6.
And you have a 6. All right, so let me roll for the Sea Witch. I have a 9 again for the Sea Witch. Because I just so happened to roll another 6 for her. For the Piranha, of course I rolled another 6, so they're going on an 8. I'm gonna put this die aside. That one's rolling a 6 a lot. So. And I rolled a 1 for the skeleton. See?
Hey.
See?
There we go.
Which means the skeletons go on a 3 then. Okay. All right. Well, then that means that she will go first. And she is going to send out a beam of energy towards the only person who is not injured, which I believe is Barracudon. No, wait.
I'm injured.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to go towards Kari then.
How rude.
No, wait. All 3 of you are injured, right?
Did we take a breath?
You did. So you healed 1.
Marius, as part of his character, hides behind people so he's not recognized, even though he is uninjured.
I'm completely okay with A. Then the shot's going to Barracudon then. So
bring it on.
That's just how that's gonna work then.
I'm just playing true to the background.
I think it works out just fine. How are you trying to avoid a beam of energy coming from the Queen's Pearl towards you, Barracudon?
Oh dear.
And the way that this game is set up, too, just to kind of give you a little bit more, is so when I say, like, give me a coordination or a resist, usually that means those are like the basic options. Get out of the way or take the hit, right? But if you have another skill there and you're like, could I do this? Then you could like roll that instead and I would be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm going to pull out all the royalty stops and say, you attack royalty? This is a high crime.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to. Okay. So I'm going to flip the rules on you here a little bit, actually.
All right.
And I'm going to say that you can still roll your 4, but you will not get your +2 for royalty. Ooh. And as a matter of fact, I am going to get a +2 because she hates royalty.
Okay.
So, but that means you don't actually roll. I'm rolling. I'm rolling okay. 4 challenge dice for you then.
Okay.
So.
That's a twist. What if I strum menacingly in the background? Will that give more challenge?
Or El Dorado just...
Yeah, that's exactly what I was imagining.
Yeah. So I rolled so many 1s and 3s on all these dice, but I got 1 net success, which would mean I would have dealt you 1 damage, which you shake off anyway. So right. It's fine. Awesome. With right, all of these dice to roll, it meant nothing. So she blasts you and, you know, and you stand there confidently and like in your like, and it just like beat, like goes right past you. She plays it off like it was supposed to be a warning shot, but you could tell that she missed. Eights go next. So as the player, you will get to go first. So
great.
That would be for Marius.
Now, Marius has a lot of options laid out in front of him. One of which might be using his loot as a bludgeoning item if that is a choice.
Okay.
The other option is to try to charm the sea witch. Just be like, oh, fair lady, why do you need this pearl when you have so many other goodies? Your power is beyond what that pearl gives you.
I would say because of her agenda, that charm wouldn't be an option in this case.
Okay.
Especially since you saw it kind of went poorly when Barracudon just tried it.
Okay.
The bludgeoning tool, you could do that. What else do you have? Let's see.
I have a nail gun.
Oh, you have a nail gun.
Yeah. I do have a nail gun, but it's like gives me zero dice, and I have zero dice for aim. And...
True. Well, yeah. most of like the gear and stuff is all randomly rolled. So like you have a nail gun because I rolled on a chart and said you had one. It wasn't a strategic choice.
No.
Do you want to hold your action, or like you don't have to do anything yet if you don't want her?
Yeah, we can. Hold for now because I'm trying to figure out how I can use my skills.
Okay.
To do something.
Well, let's see what else we could do. So you have
could I mock her?
I mean, you could totally mock her. If you did that then I would end up taking dice away from her like her next thing that she did.
Okay.
So you could do that. The other option would be if you spent most of your fortune.
I did. I'm not
already. But what you can do with fortune is you can get bonus dice. Mm-hmm. So if, for instance, you were like, I want to shoot my nail gun and like try to hit the pearl out of the staff or something like that, or try to hit her hand so she has to drop the staff, or you know, yeah. It could be anything like that. Then you could always spend some fortune, and that would get you more dice. And if you wanted to, if anybody else wanted to spend fortune, they could give you additional dice as well.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with the mocking attempt.
Okay.
I'm going to shout, boo. I'm going to leave a bad kelp review.
Nice.
What would you like me to roll? Or you're rolling, right?
No, you're rolling because it's okay. Your action. Yeah. So the challenge is going to be 4 because that's her challenge rating. And then if you are trying to do that, like again, normally that would be coerce, but you know what? Let's make it perform.
Sure.
But it's not, I don't think it's necessarily going to fall under acting. So I probably wouldn't give you those additional dice, but under virtuoso, I'd give you the +1 for kind of lying. We can fudge that and turn that into like a taunting sort of thing. So great. You'd roll with 5 then.
Okay.
So 5 versus 4.
1 net success.
Hey, 1 net success is enough. That will work. Okay.
There is no kelp review.
So you definitely, the taunting has her off of her game. And she goes, there is no kelp review. I don't know. I don't want to steal your line. She goes, no, you'll never get to your keyboard. And she sends her to Piranha, who go next. You'll never get there. All right. So, and actually, as a matter of fact, yeah, they're going to come after you because you're the one who just did that. And do you have, let me see what, I guess I have your character here.
I have 3 coordination, 2 resist.
3 coordination. All right. I'm going to give you 3 coordination then. You don't have any fast swimming or anything like that. Okay.
I'm just so agile.
They are going to do that and that. Actually, I'm only rolling 3 and 3 if I did that correctly. Mm-hmm. Look here. No, it's just +1. Oh no, I have a gang up, so it's a gang up bonus. So I'm rolling 4 versus your 3 because I lowered it. Actually, I'd be rolling like 7 versus your 3 if not, because I rolled so many.
Oh lord.
I rolled a lot of successes on all of the dice. So I ended up with two net successes. So that is two hits, two physical hits from the piranha.
They have sharp little teeth. Piranha.
How much does that leave you with? I think you're down to like two now, right?
Three, because it's three. That breath.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, got my one.
So the piranha just went, and then that makes it Barracudon's turn.
Dear.
Barracudon, it hurts.
Can I break the staff?
Wait, hold on. Barracudon, six? Did you go? Wait, did you go?
Barracudon did not go.
Oh, Barracudon, that was my attack on you. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
All right. Please go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. Can I just swim up and break the staff?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool.
You can totally do that.
Yeah.
So let me see. All right, so since we're doing two things, I'm going to say that you're going to take at least a negative one to each of your rolls. So let's do an athletics to kind of swim up to her really fast, mm-hmm. and then we'll make that just a difficulty one, just to make sure that you did it, and then you can roll your strike versus her difficulty of four to break the staff.
Yep, so a one success on the swimming.
Got it.
And
then what do you have here?
So I got a strike three and a break stuff two.
That'll be five. So I mean, but you'll take a negative one, so you're rolling only with four then at that point.
So four dice, okay.
Right, versus her four. So that's kind of where you're at.
Four on four. See what happens.
Four on four.
Oh, no. Two failures.
Hold on. What else can you do with fortune? So you can add dice after, but it costs you two fortune to add dice after the effect. It's one before the effect, but it's two if you want to add an additional die. But if you have
one two additional failures, die is not going to help me.
It's not going to help you. Yeah. So
did she get a negative one on this die or just her next action because I mocked her?
Oh no, you're right. You'd have a negative one on your black dice for that. So you actually would have only rolled three. So did you get any successes on your black dice?
I had three. Should I just re-roll or?
Yeah, just re-roll them. Re-roll it as just three instead of four.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Okay. Darn it. All right, so you go up and now you're face to face with her. You grab the staff, like mm-hmm. you're just about to just, you know, yoink it and snap it, and she holds firm. So like you're just like eye to eye with her right there. Alrighty. Both holding the staff. That leads to Kari's turn.
Oh boy.
I just imagine Marius in the back going, "You suck, lady! You show him, Barracudon!"
You got it! Fan. Yeah.
Gosh. I feel like Carrie probably doesn't want to fight if she could help it.
She is a little bit of a gentle soul. She's an artistic soul. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that I can do to like, because what she would do, I think, is try to set up someone else to have worse success on their next turn.
Okay.
But I don't know what that would look like.
Well, let's see. I can't think of that, but what I'm thinking about is possibly you have the remains of like an already set off harpoon trap. Mm-hmm. So you could, you know, that's what she does. She's the builder. So she could always like jury rig some sort of weird contraption and then like throw it to throw it to Marius or Barracudon, you know, here, use this, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know if you would use, I don't know if you would like create it like an actual, like just recreate the harpoon, or if you wanted to use the possible like harpoon gun launching thing in order to make an air compression thing that might help with the breaking of the stat. I mean, you know, you can get creative with it.
A harpoon gun in a harpoon gun.
Yeah, double harpoon gun.
Yo, dog, I heard you like harpoon guns. I put some harpoon guns in your harpoon gun.
Double the harpoon gun, double the fun.
I don't think I've heard that one before. That was very melodic.
Double mint gum.
Double the harpoon fun.
Yeah.
I do love the very concept of a double harpoon gun, even though I don't think anyone truly knows what it means.
Yeah. Like a double barrel shotgun, but double barrel harpoon gun.
One barrel shoots another barrel.
Yeah.
Harpoons famously have quite a lot of rope attached to them, usually.
Okay.
Can I had a first thought, and then I was like, wait, no one has legs. This is nothing. Not possible to trip anyone.
Well, you have legs, technically.
I have legs, yeah. Basically, nobody else has. The pirates do have legs.
The pirates do have legs, that's correct. And they're actually going next, so... Like, well, that might even be something that you might want
to
do.
I would like to set something up to trip the pirates in, or trap them in some way.
So you're going to, like, set up, like, just, like, one of those just, like, rudimentary, like...
Yeah, just, like, right across the path.
They'll just trip over?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's do that. And you'll do it magnificently, because that's exactly what Kari does.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she's, like, built to do. So your crafts is four... And this, so you'd roll with artistic there, so that'd give you 7 dice. Jesus. You have your work tools, which gives you an additional dice, so you'd have 8 dice for that.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And probably all the dice I have.
How many I didn't actually I think let me see how many skeletons there are, and then that will determine how difficult your roll will be to use this to trap them all. So let me see how many, because I'm sure it said in the thing how many skeletons there are. There is 1 skeleton to fight per mermaid. So yeah, there you go. So there's like 3. Cool. There's like, let's say there's like 4. So, but make the difficulty 2, because they're still just skeletons. So like, it's like, you know, they're not intelligent or anything.
Right. Okay.
So that's 8 versus 4. I'm sorry, 8 versus 2, which I have seen fail before. I'm just pointing that out. So.
Okay, I have got 1 success.
See, that's what I'm saying. You think with all these dice, it means something. But you got the 1 success, so that's good. And actually, I'm going to say that's going to take out all of the skeletons, because you set up this thing and it wraps around their feet and ties them off, and they can't move. They're like, with their swords, but they can't move. And that actually brings it back now to the sorceress. So now it is her turn again. What is she going to do now? All right. Wait, no, she's level 4. Oh no, that's right, she has that. So what is your resist, Barracudon?
My resist is 3.
3, okay. So she is, essentially, since you're both holding the staff, she is going to energize it and attempt to like basically make it have an explosion of energy and push you back and get you away from her. So let's see how well that does. So I'm rolling 5 versus your 3.
All right.
So, and I failed. That's like the first roll I failed, I think, this whole time. So
8 versus 2 almost failed. So probability meet possibility.
Yes. So I think it was Marius was going, if I recall.
Yes. I was setting up to do a fantastic, brave, bold, and not reactionary fear-induced
strike with my lute against these piranhas.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
I will then have two dice. What am I rolling against?
It is a challenge rating two,
piranha. Challenge rating two.
So two versus two.
Great. Mm-hmm. I got one net success.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yay.
So that would do one hit then to the piranha.
I think they have seven total, is that right?
Seven total is what they got because there was a bunch of them. It actually was higher and then I lowered the number.
Working on it, guys. Working on it.
But you like bashed one of them and went.
Yes.
And you were like, yes, yes, yes. That was the one. That was the main one that bit me on my shoulder.
That's gonna be the cover art of my next album.
Just a dying, bloody piranha just falling to the floor.
It's a new experience.
I love it. Wait, whose turn is it then? It's the piranha's turn. So they will now attack. And how are you defending yourself? Are you defending yourself with your loot now, or are you trying to swim away? What are you trying to do?
Let's see. I guess swimming away would be the coordination. Is that right?
Usually, I think that would actually be athletics if you were just literally trying to swim away. Okay. Coordination's more like dodging.
Okay.
Where if you're just like, I'm out of here, I'm gone. Okay. <You know? laughs> That's more athletics.
And what would, if I use my loot as a shield? My shield?
If you use your loot as a shield, that's a good question. Probably resist. So I might give it to you as resist and then with your plus one for your loot.
Okay. That seems a little bit more realistic than me kind of trying to flail.
Okay.
but I have a resist two and if with a plus one from my loot.
Okay. All right. I'm rolling with four dice. So should be okay. And I canceled myself out. So they're biting at you and you're able to block them with your loot. They did snap one of the strings though.
No, Betsy's string.
And then that makes it then Barracudon's turn.
Ready. I'm gonna keep trying to break the staff.
All right. Is your athletics higher? I think, let me see what you got here.
I got a three in athletics, I got a three in strike, plus a two in break stuff.
Okay, yeah, I guess that would you just roll that again with a four. Yeah, that's the thing is that she's powerful, so it's difficulty four.
It's hard to
beat that. So again, it's a staring game.
See, I don't suppose I could just roar in her face while I'm doing it.
You know what, as a matter of fact, hold on. What is your, cause your big and scary is plus one. I'm going to give you your plus one for being big and scary. You're right up in her face. So go for it.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Cause that makes sense. I wouldn't want that guy up in my face.
One net failure.
Oh no.
Oh.
Wow.
Bummer.
How many fortune does everybody have? Three and three.
I'll spend a fortune.
It's technically two. It would be two fortune for an additional die, but it looks like there's seven between you, so you could technically do it three times if everybody was willing to spend some.
I'm at least gonna do one.
Let's do it one. If you do it one, then you half it. No.
Nope.
Okay.
That didn't work.
All right. Try it one more time.
Down. Take her down.
One more time.
If you get one success,
that didn't work either.
Ah.
One more try.
One more. Last one. One more. Come on, lucky die. Help me out. Yep, got it.
Yay!
With a four.
With a four. Oh man. But because you basically that means that you tied your roll, I'm going to allow you to succeed, but at a cost.
Fine.
And you snap the staff and it explodes. And because it resonated with the same energy that is strapped to Sully.
No.
Sully is not dead or anything, but Sully gets like injured severely and falls into your hands, and you have to like take him and like hold him and protect him. So yeah, he's knocked out and he is injured.
Buddy, no.
From the battle, and you unstrap him from the thing and take it off of him. Yeah. Oh wow. But the staff is now broken. So honestly, anybody, you know, she basically just starts to run away because the staff was the power she had. Mm-hmm. I would say, if you know, because neither Marius or you know Kari are really kind of like, you're not going to chase her down. I don't think that's not really your guy. And Barracudon can't do it because he has to protect Sully. That actually means that she will get away. But she did leave the staff and the pearl that is in the staff. So you do now have the pearl that you can return to the queen.
I'll take it as a win.
What's that?
I'll take it as a win.
It is kind of the wing. So so essentially you go and you return the pearl to the queen, and you have successfully done this adventure. Now, of course, the adventure says that you could technically keep it, and then who knows what you could do with that, but you know, you probably wouldn't do that, not this group at least.
No.
If Nida was in the group, she's a sorceress herself, like she might be like, maybe I do want to keep this, but like you three be like, I don't know what would I do with this, like none of us have any magical knowledge of any kind. So
put it in Neptune's crown.
Yeah, there you go. So that would be the end of that adventure. These adventures were created to kind of run quickly for kids who don't necessarily have, you know, a really deep attention span. So you notice that we just ran in about an hour and a half. I have run them faster than that sometimes. And the book comes with 5 of them. So, you know, it's set up so that you can have a bunch of fun. And the fun thing about all these characters is that they're all randomly created in terms of like the way that they look and stuff. So Barracudon specifically is my kid who, when I played with him when he was younger, he's almost 18 now, so it means nothing. He's like, I don't care about that game anymore. But when he was younger, Barracudon was his character he created. So, and he rolled spiky hair with highlights and piercings and a dragon tattoo and tie. And I was like, I have to have this drawn. And I had my artist draw that character for this character. So that is actually my kid's character that you just played. So that's why I thought it was fun.
Hey, that's what 2007 looked like. So,
So that is the end of that adventure. Do you have any questions or anything about the system or the game itself or anything like that surrounding the Pip system or Mermaid Adventures specifically?
I like that it's very straightforward, and so I don't have questions, which is wonderful. And it sounds like, with you going off of my questions, it's pretty flexible. Like when I brought up wanting to kind of mock her or something, just kind of adapting to that. And it's easy, you just add or take away a dice. So,
yeah, and like if I want to make something harder, I up your challenge dice. If you have skills or special qualities, then it raises your positive dice. So that's really easy. And like I said, there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. So many ways, because there's a lot of different types of qualities. Even your companions are qualities. You have skill qualities, gear qualities, companion qualities, there's magic qualities, all kinds of stuff. There's a ton of different things that you can do, and there is a little bit more, you know, there's more strategy and stuff that you can do, but it's all very modular. So it's like, you know, we didn't have to include any extended action rules or whatever. Like, they're there, but you know, like if you feel like engaging with those, then you can. But otherwise, you know, it's not really worth it in the end. If you roll without any skills or bonuses or anything in that skill, then essentially you get to roll a die, but only a six counts, as opposed to four, five, and six all counting.
Okay.
And what is it? Yeah. And if it lands on a one, it's an automatic epic failure. So, so it's really bad if you fail with just when you have no dice, really. Let's see, burst dice. The burst dice didn't come into play, but burst dice are that's the effect of any sixes explode. So that's a fun thing. If you get an effect that gives you burst dice, then you want that's a really good one. And in like magic items and spells and all that stuff, they do all kinds of different stuff in the game. But yeah, I mean, it is pretty straightforward, but like the way that the game is set up, it's, you know, all your gear, there's armor and weapons, and there's ranged weapons versus like close weapons, and there's traps and there's vehicles and tools and spell books and like there's everything. And we give just like, you might read the book and you might be like, oh, this is a lot of stuff, but it's really all just like examples. Like the whole book is just, this is the kind of stuff you can do, you know? So, but really you can just be like, add a plus one and you're good. Or you can add on these extra rules and be like, you know, this one, if you roll an even number, then it does something special or whatever. Like it's, you know, it's fun. Yeah. But yeah, it is pretty straightforward though. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, I love how flexible it is. Definitely. It's not super crunchy.
Yeah. And we have Mermaid Adventures, which is obviously mermaids. We have another game called Infestation, where everybody plays bugs. And that is a fun one. The artist that I had is the same artist that I got to do Mermaid Adventures, but she does a lot of different types of art. So and instead I didn't go like Bugs Life and make it like anthropomorphic bugs. They look like real bugs, like with real bug anatomy, but they're doing like they're walking and they're doing things. Like I literally showed the picture of the roach to my mom and she was just like, you know, like it freaked her out because she has a thing about roaches. So like that's how realistic the art is, and it's really cool. But in that one you can play roaches or ticks and locusts and ladybugs and all that stuff, and you get all their magic is like really gross and, you know, stuff like that. And that game is all about like you roll randomly to see what bug types live in the house that you're in, what type of house it is, and who rules the certain rooms in the thing. And you roll randomly for everything. So like you could be a beetle and live in the beetle. Like the beetles rule the bedroom, so I live in the bedroom, obviously. You know, but like, ooh, we have to venture into the bathroom in order to you know, get this thing that's part, you know, part of a spell that we need or whatever. You'd be like, ooh, but the ticks rule the bathroom. So, you know, we don't really get along with the ticks. So we need to like go over there. We need to figure out if we're going to sneak or if we're going to try and do diplomacy for the earwax that's in there that we need, you know, stuff like it's fun. It's a fun game. I got a little bit grosser on that one.
Magic Q-tip.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds so Garbage Pail Kids, and I love it.
Very much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. I was a huge fan of Garbage Pail Kids myself growing up, so it works out.
Seeing how that influenced you, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you guys don't have any other, you know, real questions or anything like that, I don't know. Are we done? I mean, we technically have about 20 minutes, but should we call it a night or what should we do? Joe, what are we doing?
Where do we find these?
So you can go to drive-through is the easiest place. Okay. To get most things. And basically you would buy the PIP system core book. And then we have the two settings, Infestation and Mermaid Adventures. We also sell what are called primers, which add additional rules for specific genres and whatnot. So like we have a noir primer, we have a urban fantasy primer, we have one for dinosaurs, we have one like we've got like 12. I think we just came out with the 12th one, so they're all bunch of we have a Ghost in the Machine, we have all kinds of weird primers that are basically like small little companion things that they're like $3 or whatever. that just give you a bunch of extra rules for that specific type of game that you might want to use the PIP system for, because it was designed to be very universal. It's like a universal game system. So, you know, Mermaid Adventures is what, that's what I did with it. But, you know, you can do a lot of stuff with it. So.
Sure.
I'm seeing, I'm on drive-thru right now looking at it, and yeah, you've got a lot of stuff, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, and here's the thing. I don't even remember all the stuff we have, so I'm actually going to go there right now, too. I got to figure out what's going on in there.
I saw the Time Jumpers primer.
Yes.
A PIP system miracle, and it looks like you've got a Frosty the Snowman-esque.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the that was the holiday one. We did a whole holiday-themed one. Aliens, dinosaurs,
I love the animals. Lovecraft.
Dystopia, mm-hmm. Ghost in the Machine, Time Jumpers, Ghost Hunters, Cryptids, Urban Fantasy. I think that was the last one that we did, was Urban Fantasy.
Nice.
So, and there's PIP system effect cards, which are really cool. They play in really good. And like the game itself has like status effects in it, but the cards make them a lot more like interactive at the table, mm-hmm. which is a lot of fun. And I was able to really have a lot of fun with that, because if you get a negative one, as soon as you're over it, you flip over the card and now there's a positive effect for you having gotten over the negative one, which was not in the original rules, but I had a lot of fun coming up with that. So, you know, like, you know, if you have the scared, you know, negative effect, then when you get over that fear, then you get like a brave, like a little boost of bravery until that fades, you know, because you're like, ooh, I got over it. Now I get a bonus. So it's fun stuff like that. And that's the status effect cards. There's a lot of stuff. You're right. We actually do have a lot of stuff. Like I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much stuff.
Scroll.
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't even realize we came up with this much stuff.
The creativity is just moving you forward, right?
You're like, yeah,
pretty much.
I even saw the coloring books in there. So.
Oh, because the art was just so good. Like the art is just amazing. So I had the artist come up with black and white versions of all of the beautiful color art that we have in the book.
I like the infestation one because it'd be really fun for working with kids to have that like character creation as part of it, is they can just color their bug however they want to look. So I think that's very interactive.
Yeah, a little bit of ownership, especially for kids who are like scared of bugs. It's like, well, make a bug that you're not scared of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, like a lot of what I do with the PIP system is I'm a huge fan of random charts in general. So like with Mermaid Adventures, like, you know, you're rolling for your hair and your eyes and your fin colors and like, you know, what's your personality type? Like you roll like randomly for like a lot of stuff. And the same thing with Infestation, although most of the random rolls for Infestation are who rules the house, what kind of house is it? Because you could roll like you live in a mansion, or you could roll that you live in like a trailer. You know, it could be anything, and there's different like things that affect the setting based on where you live and who rules what rooms and all of that stuff. So it's actually quite a bit of fun in that one, but it's just different types of random rolling. Gosh, it's been a while since I played Infestation. I'm gonna have to run that one. Honestly, it's just been a while. So, yeah. All right, cool. Well, that was actually, I enjoyed myself. Hopefully you guys did as well.
Yeah, that was a blast. Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and call it an evening and see if my wife is still awake or not. but thank you guys for coming and playing. I know it seems like Jacob kind of froze, but thank you to Jacob as well for coming and playing. And you guys have a rest of your good rest of your evening and have a fun Memorial Day weekend.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
You too.
All right.
Bye,
Joe.
Eek Therapeutics thanks you for taking the time to listen to our content. We are the gold standard in teaching professionals and families about geek therapy and are accredited by APA, ACE, and NBCC for continuing educational content. Check out one of our classes online or grab a subscription to all of our courses at geektherapeutics.com. You can also become a therapeutic game master by taking our 9-week intensive course at www.therapeuticgamemaster.com. That's www.therapeutigamemaster.com.